They just mad one nigga did what they did.
We ain't pop off, years. But you did?
That's crazy. Sounds like Pokemon suing fucking Pal World, huh?
Bro, it's even worse. The dude who made the schedule one game is one nigga.
It's cool when they do it.
One dude?
Fuck yeah, me. Apparently. He even has a Trello board that shows like his plan for future updates and stuff he wants to add and stuff. It's one person.
Damn.
How that nigga
he be working on
everything. Yeah.
He's working,
but like his interest is kind of crazy.
Pretty sure it's one person. I've only seen one name, but
damn.
Yeah, I'm down to talk about Assassin's Creed. It's been out for like 3 weeks now, has it?
Yep.
Yeah, it's about time for a little month review. I'm okay with that.
Hey, let me know if you need to login. Put your review on Twitter.
Nah, I'll leave the typing to y'all niggas. I'll send a summary to y'all and y'all.
I'm more of a yapper.
Right, yeah, you can send it to me.
I'm more of a yapper.
I mean, you might as well just put it down if you gonna send him a summary.
Striker. Damn, Mister, I'm gonna use the thesaurus for every word on a review and post it.
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm upset.
Bro, that boy was writing a presidential speech. Like, what was he doing?
His first one was perfectly fine. He just had to fix a few grammar mistakes, and then this nigga revised the entire thing.
Niggas can't read.
I was wrong, bro. A nigga gave a revision of the revision. Like, I asked for that shit.
Bruh, Striker is on the little graphic I made, Striker is the only reason that I put a space for you to put your name at to make sure you sign that with your bullshit. If we didn't have to worry about Striker like that, I probably would have just had to say the summon at the bottom corner and call it a day.
Nah, that shit was,
you ain't that smart to come for that.
My thing is, oh wait, are we want to roll into it? We gonna talk about Shadows first?
Yo, what's good, Day Day? How's it been?
What's going on, Summit people?
We got an intro?
No, I just wanted to say what's up. Don't forget to catch us in our Discord server at discord.gg/thesummit. diving into the Shadows, it's been out for like 3 weeks now. My impressions on the game, I love it. It was very controversial for the whole, ever since it's been announced and even up to its release. You got a lot of hidden racism going on. Rain that tagged me in that video, and we had a good laugh about it in Discord when he made like this skit about like the difference between like Yasuke and like everybody was like kind of, oh well, why would I play as, some big strong samurai guy who can't climb on things, and then the dude was like making a joke. He was like, well, Naomi is the assassin, and niggas wasn't trying to hear that. So I thought all that was kind of funny, because it is a lot of subliminal racism tied to a lot of these comments. When you hear about the game, everybody's like, oh well, why would I want to play as that? It's not even historically accurate. What they say is, they say it's not his, yeah, they go, it's not historically accurate. And I'm like, when has anyone ever played a video game and went, oh, this is not historically accurate? Never. Now, you didn't hear that shit until they saw a black man as a samurai, and that cracked me up. I thought that was kind of true. Funny.
And that nigga's in their history too, so it's not like the shit's fake.
It's insane, bro. It's funny, and it's like people go, oh, we're not racist. I'm like, just say it. I would respect you way more if you just said it. Like, it's not a big deal, bro. Just say it. Don't make up these excuses. Just fucking say it.
I've said it before when it comes to racism, because remember, niggas was complaining about the lack of white people in Black Panther. Did y'all forget about that?
Were they really? Yeah, they really were. You talking about the original drop?
Yeah, really on the original one.
It's just crazy. And like, looking at this game, people go, oh, like day one, they were like, I'm not playing that. And I'm like, why? Like, just
it's woke.
Either play it or don't play it. That's fine. But don't try to justify not playing it based off of one, your favorite YouTuber who has some stupid shit to say because he wants to be different and wants to have clickbait views and shit like that. Or like, if you don't want to play it, that's fine. But have your own reasons for not playing it. Rain sent me a screenshot of his coworker. That shit took me out. I was already in bed and we was laughing about that in like the DMs for a little bit. That was funny. That was a chick, right?
Yeah.
She said, well, I watched it. Fuck out of here, bro. You Oh, you're watching it on YouTube. Had so much shit to say. That was funny. She had a little.
It goes even crazier, bro. She said the hip hop oriental music.
Yes. Yeah, like when you're doing like an action scene in Shadows, they got like this. It sounds like action based. What's the word I'm trying to use? It's like action based Japanese themed music, right? It can be conceived as hip hop, and she was complaining.
You've seen Kung Fu Hustle, right? You know, like it's that type of shit, Luke.
It is that type of shit. And I mean, but it's like there's no problem with it. I don't see the what's the issue.
There is no fucking issue. That's what I wanted to hear, bro. I just wanted to hear that. Like, why are we beating around the bush? Just tell me what the problem
is. I'm saying shit is stupid. And then she brought up the whole
problem. Oh, you could play the entire game, not as Yasuke. Well, fuck that. Right. Oh, okay.
I don't want options. But then when a game doesn't give you options, oh, where's the options? Fuck out of here. I'm so tired of people. Irritating.
While we own it, bruh. Like, it's crazy because same thing. Well, not the same thing. A similar situation happened today, but it was two black coworkers, like two of my I was talking to them because he was like, "Yeah, you abandoned us on Rivals. You don't play with us." And I was like, "Yeah, I ain't been on there type shit because Shadows dropped." You know, yeah. Razor can attest to that. You know, I've been on Shadows crazy, and
you see, I was like, hanging.
Hey, chill. We coming back, you know. Mommy gonna choke me. Nah, but
what?
my bad. I said I was playing as Yasuke, yes sir. And it was like, oh yeah, people on Twitter are calling Yasuke. And I said, yeah, oh, well, God. Those are probably gay people.
Gay people that chose the options, right? Yeah, right.
They said, what you mean? Because they haven't played the game, right? And I'm like, well, you have to choose these options to be gay. Like, a nigga's not naturally gay. And I was like, what? Because they said their homeboys was playing the game on the low and was talking about it. So I was like, hey, you might want to talk to them boys. Because I said, there's a little heart buying everything. You know what you're doing, you know?
You know what's crazy? You know what? I just ran into that quest today. What was his name? His name's like Esau something, right? The dude that's like non-binary. I ran into him today and I saw the quest line. It was like heart or the other thing. I didn't run the quest line because I mean, right. I didn't want to.
And I beat the game.
Bro. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to like commend about this game. Honestly, I found him randomly because all day today, since the auto follow feature has been coming out, I just been traversing the map trying to explore more, and I ran into him accidentally, and I was like, oh shit! Like he's not a part of the main storyline. He's like a main side quest, whatever that. Yeah, he's like main part of side because you get an achievement for finding him, and I found him like, oh, this is the dude I saw on Twitter, and so I do his quest line, and I see like obviously the options, and I didn't choose it. And then I'm like, wow, like niggas complaining about this. One, you got to go out the way to find him. So people who are complaining about him, if you didn't accidentally run into him and he was like deep inside of like, where was he? Like he was like deep inside of maybe Yamashiro, like deep in like the mountain areas and stuff. And so when I found him, it was complete accident. If you didn't find him on accident, you had to look on YouTube how to find him because he's not a part of the main quest. So one, that proves niggas was going out their way to either find him or when they found him, they chose that quest line and they knew he's a dude. So you saw the heart and the heart means relationship. So you pick that just to complain. And then motherfuckers go, oh, well, you know, Yasuke's gay. He's not. I mean, he's gay if you want him to be gay. Fine.
Yeah, that's you.
But he's not gay. So like, it's just funny, man. And it is Yasuke's quest. And it's like, you know, it's just going off what you're piggybacking off what you're saying. It's just so true. Like people are just they just want to find something to hate about it. And it's like there's not much I can hate about this game, you know, especially like the biggest things that were bothering me about this game were one, the no auto follow that was bothering me when it first dropped, but now we have it. The not being able to sell multiple items. Now we have it. They even tidied up some of the way you traverse on your mount. Cause that it was a little choppy at first, but now they've smoothing out the edges on that. I've noticed some things of Naoe too, when she's like doing her climbing and shit, they smoothed a lot of that out. So there's really nothing I can really say about the game that I'm like, I'm just pissed about. Like I'm enjoying it. I don't understand why people can't just play the game if you are interested in just like enjoy the game. There's like nothing wrong with that, you know.
Huge quality life changes. Huge quality life changes. They added. That's dope.
Yeah, and I like the look. Like you were saying, like the little things you can buy, the huts, the little hideouts. Those are dope. Like when I it comes in clutch when I don't feel like necessarily climbing to a viewpoint in that area, but I have a hideout I can purchase. I mean, it's expensive. Don't get me wrong, but
price drop.
It's clutch.
Price drop as you upgrade your hideout.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit! Okay, that's more incentive for me to go back and fucking upgrade my hideouts.
Yeah, them buildings are important at your hideout, man.
They really are. Yeah. And it gave me more scouts, like you said.
Yeah, XP.
I really love the scout system. I love it.
One of the main keys is how much XP you gain.
Oh, what else do I like about this game? Like, I really love the way it's smooth. I'm playing on PC, so I don't know how it is on console, but I rarely encounter frame drops. Maybe if I'm streaming it, I might get one every hour or something like that. I'd rarely notice it. The gameplay's smooth. The visuals are gorgeous. It's only crashed on me 3 times out of like 40 plus hours of playtime. So, I mean, and the majority of that was before the first big patch. So, I haven't experienced any too many issues on the crashing portion. What else we got about Shadows? I love the story. I really do. I can't express that enough. Like, some of the side content I'll be skipping through just because I'm like, all right, I'm kind of in a hurry. There's a lot of shit to do. So I'm like, all right, I'm not too invested on too much of the side storyline. But the main storyline I'm fully invested in. It is really good. The exploration, I will say it, because the problem with Valhalla and a lot of people were complaining about was how open it was and how like it felt bloated. Well, this game, it's not, I wouldn't say it's bloated. It's very open. I think it's like 35% smaller than the Valhalla map, but inside the world, there's actually so much to do. Like you, like I said, I ran into that dude just randomly exploring, like, and there's so many things. You ran into a bunch of side quests, important side quests, and you get new trees. Shit, when I was exploring, I killed a guy. And he was a part of a tree that I didn't even have yet. So now I got that tree unlocked, but it's not unlocked yet because I haven't even found the side quest for it. So it's just a guy that's killed.
Unknown organization.
Exactly. It's an unknown organization. And I like that too. So you can just be out and about. And if you kill a dude, like you kill him. And it's cool, even though you haven't unlocked that side quest. Like nothing's locked.
You kill him.
And I like that. But there's a lot of content in the world. It's not like it's just a world and they just placed you with nothing to do. You can just explore if you want to, and you'll run into stuff. So I like that. I the one discrepancy I will run into is just mainly kind of like an impatience thing. It's not like obviously not a deal breaker. When I'm doing the damn like those little yoga things, praying takes too much time. I wish I could skip that shit. I recognize they're doing kind of like a culture thing. But I wish there was an option to, like, speed that up a little bit just because there's so much of it. I just want to, like, if I get to a prey site, I want to be able to, okay, let me click Y or triangle and then that be it. I don't want to go through the whole cutscene of that. And then the samurai stuff with Yasuke gets a little tedious. But other than those, like the game is fun. The game is fun. I love the assassinations. I love how fluid it is. It doesn't feel like any other Assassin's Creed game in a good way in terms of like combat. They definitely upscaled their fluidity in their combat. But that's just been my experience. I want Rain to talk about his, but that so far that's been my experience, and I'll probably
I got one thing to ask before you let Rain go. I haven't played it, but I did see some stuff about the AI not being completely fucking retarded like past games. Is this true?
Yeah, so with the AI there, so if you play it on normal, I'm playing it on normal, but if you even on normal, like if you're
hide in locations,
you said what?
If you hide in certain locations, they'll find you.
Yeah, they'll find you now. Like they won't just ignore you. Like if you're there, they're like, okay, somebody's here, you know. But on like if you play it on the hardest difficulty, they have a vertical look as well. Like they can look up and down. Like on normal, they can only look horizontal and they won't find you if you're up in a building or up in the trees. If you play it on the hardest difficulty, it truly feels like you need to be an assassin because they will see you on the rooftops. And that's their main way of like being sneaky on the rooftops. Like they'll fucking see you and they'll be like, hey, there she is, or there he is. And they won't forget about you. Like it ain't no more. You'd have to run outside the base for them to forget about you. And so the AI is really upgraded. Especially like on the normal mode, like if I'm not running out of the base, out of sight where I'm the territory I'm attacking, they're not going to forget about me. Like you're going to be in combat mode the moment you're seen, and they will alert other people in other sections. So it is really good. And if you're wanted in the areas, as soon as an AI sees you, they're fighting you. So They did upscale their AI in this game, so that is true. And it does scale onward the harder you make the difficulty as well.
That actually sounds awesome. Awesome because it, there isn't past games where it's just like you're playing around stealthy and it's just like, how the fuck did he not see me? Mm-hmm. How did I murder him before right next to the person? How did I stealth kill this person right next to somebody and that person didn't see me?
Yep, they'll see you. Also, the game scales with your level. So if you're even if you're in an area where you've beaten, like as you keep leveling, the area levels with you. It won't be outside of your level. Like say you're level 30, it'll stay around 26. You know, those lower, quote unquote, lower level areas. Right. And obviously you got higher level areas. But it'll scale within five ranks of your rank just to keep the game on its toes and not make it too easy, because I'm like level 30 now and I run into areas where like the lowest area is like level 26 because it keeps scaling, and it's still, you know, it's not boring, it's still refreshing to fight because I can't just one hit these enemies and I have DLC gear and it's fully maxed out to like my current level. Like you can't just bully these guys, you know, and then if you go into areas that you're not ready for yet, they'll completely like shit on you. So I do like that aspect, and they have confirmed another DLC coming out, so I mean that's good. There's so many good things about this game. That's why I can't really understand the hate. And this is coming from a guy who's like, this is like honestly my first real Assassin's Creed game. You know, I enjoy it. I really do. But I'll let Rain talk because he's played almost all the Assassin's Creed. So I'll let him go on. How's it compare to like other Assassin's Creed games?
I enjoyed it, but all the better still. Personally, just from a gameplay experience, not having to swap between characters for the different play styles, I guess. It was seamless in that aspect. I do like the quality of life changes they have, so that takes away a lot of complaints people have, like travel times on the horse and then clipping into mountains and things. I think a lot of people don't understand you're supposed to stick to the past in the game. And enjoy
yes,
the scenery.
That's very
they
important.
Really do not want you to take the mountains.
No, like it is not Ghost of Tsushima. It's not Red Dead. They don't want you doing that shit. Yeah, you're right.
Unless it's snowing, I guess, because when it's snowing, you can kind of climb mountains. But otherwise, I would also say the other gripe I have would be with I do enjoy the open world aspect of the game and you being able to assassinate any and everyone who could be associated with whatever. But the story, I guess, could potentially be hard to track because it's not necessarily linear. So you can do it at your own pace and it's like completely up to the player, I guess, which makes it hard for you to build relations or like a connection with the main characters or their stories, I guess, unless you actually lock in on the story and do it, you know, because if you do a part here and then, you know, I'm going to do the other part about a week down the line, you're probably going to forget what the fuck you were really doing in the story. And it's going to kind of feel drawn out and vague, but that's my only complaint about it. Otherwise, I did like this story. It was good, but certain parts of it, I felt like I did kind of predict, you know, like it was, you know, you get it. Yeah. You get what you were doing, obviously. They didn't stray too far away from, I guess, a potential path. But
no, it's definitely comfortable.
Yeah, it's definitely smooth. I don't know if I have any other complaints at the moment. I don't know if how to start the DLC, I guess.
Is it out already? It came out with an update?
I don't know.
That's pretty quick.
I know they announced it. I don't know if it's out yet.
No, like with the release of the game, there was supposed to be like the DLC content, like the extra 10 hours of gameplay. Like supposed to be there.
DLC release? What kind of future is this?
Yeah, they released like extra content.
Because they pushed it back, you know, so many times. They were like, yeah.
But there's a DLC coming out too, like an extra, I don't know how many hours, something separate. I'm not sure. I didn't get to that either, or when that's releasing. I do want to say I do like the weather system. It gets annoying as fuck sometimes. Because like if it's raining, I'm like fuck, I'm sliding everywhere. But I do like that. I like the fact that it's not just stale and it's always just one element. You do have to factor in a lot of the, you do have to factor in the environment when you're going through places, because you'll slip, you'll slide. If it's summer, you know, you have better terrain. If it's winter, I mean, the lake freezes, you know?
Yeah, and you slip and fall on the ice.
Yep.
You lose balance.
I do like that. That is really cool. I do appreciate them doing stuff like that. It's just the, like, little minute tension, you know, the nuances of the game, attention to detail. I really appreciate stuff like that.
Yeah. If only a developer played it. They could probably appreciate attention to detail, but yeah. Most of our developers like fucking indies, even though they can't put out their own.
Damn.
Hold on now. I haven't bought the game because I do plan to intend on buying and playing Shadows. I just haven't done it yet because I have a lot of shit in my back.
What about the Salem Witch Trial game that we were supposed to be getting, sir? I was trying to plug it, you know.
Oh shit. Y'all didn't get into Salem Witch Trial. The whole game idea has changed. And we have started working on the game. It's gonna be a mixture of the Lethal Company in the back rooms is how it works. Actually, we're and release date for that is should we share that information yet on the play? Yeah, we can.
Probably October not.
Hold on. Yeah. I want y'all to be honest.
You know,
all right. Yeah, we actually are working on it. Both of us.
How about a release date?
It's like, putting in work. Yeah. We have a
release. We got a solid release date already.
Yes, it's gonna release October 13th this year during the Steam Horror Fest.
Oh, for how much?
$10. The game is multiplayer. I'm paying for lobby and relay stuff, the Bitbox stuff. So there's certain online features. So that's
I need that's to see a trailer saying. Before I commit. Is all I'm saying. I'll put my hat in the ring once I see a trailer. Yeah. You know,
expect the free demo June 9th.
Niggas spend $10 on bad dime bags. I think I could give my friends $10
or And there's a Steam Fest that starts June 9th through 16th, and we'll be releasing a demo where there'll be a playable level.
But I mean, that's all I got to say about Shadows for now. I recommend it. It is in my top. I'm gonna say it's in my top five right now until anything else comes out. Kind of like knock it down. It is a really good game.
Game of the year? Is that what you?
Yeah, it's in my top five for game of the year.
Top five for game of the year?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
What else on that list? Just so we
can I'm gonna say Ghost of Yotai is gonna make it just because I have
Oh, you on the
prediction? I mean, nothing yet so far has come out this year from me. I mean, it takes two. I'm not. It takes two. Fuck it. What's it called? Split Fiction is really good. I ain't finished it yet.
They already said it really wasn't gonna win though. That's what they said.
In my opinion, it shouldn't beat Shadows. It really shouldn't, but. You know, niggas don't like you.
Like Lit Wukong lost. Yeah. You think Shadows can't? Come on, man. I don't see. That's what I want.
Wukong did lose. Wukong. Shadows won't win just because it's Ubisoft. That's what I want to say as well. I know you mentioned you don't like the Switch characters too much. I love it because one, when I'm in scenes where I'm fighting these brutes, Naoi is not taking out these brutes like Yasuke would. I love the fact that I can switch to my character Valhalla, and just demolish.
It wouldn't matter. You could just do that.
Yeah, you can just do that.
Or you could just do stealth if you decided to. Like, if you want to be a brute like a Viking, Eivor could do that. Or if you want to be an assassin, because he is the assassin, you can do that.
Type shit. That is true.
That's all. That's why I like it better. Like, if you enjoy Shadows as much as, you know, you are, once you fully do everything you want to do on it, test some time aside and play Valhalla full through, bro. Like, and I know
the I want to if they stop crashing on me. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. You couldn't play much.
Bro,
I
could not play it. I'm like, what the fuck?
You said you fixed that, bro.
No, I didn't. Well, I fixed it. I fixed it on my, like, the last time I booted up was like a week before Shadows, and I fixed it, and then I died, and I got pissed off. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm just going to play Shadows when it drop. But for like a whole month, I was uninstalling the game. I was looking on Reddit for shit. I'm like, what the fuck? I think I fixed the problem. But obviously, Shadows is already dropping. I'm like, I'm not going to invest in time of a Hall of Shadows fucking just drop. So I'm going to go back and play it. It's just, I guess I fixed the problem. But for that whole few months, I could not play the game. And I had 8 hours into it, and I'm like, which don't seem like a lot, but it was a good amount into the story, which I will say how Valhalla's story was presenting itself, it was a lot, I wouldn't say a lot more, but it was more interesting than Shadow's story. Not to say that Shadow's story is boring, but Valhalla does have the better story in terms of the amount I played up until that time versus, you know, Shadow. So I will say I'll probably enjoy Valhalla's story a little bit more than I do Shadow's.
And my only tip would be is make sure you're utilizing, like, the ship you get, too, bro. Because, like, the map is big for a reason. You're supposed to raid. Like, you're supposed to be a Viking. And niggas got shanties and everything. It's a big
I do like they jump niggas in that game. I do like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like he on it.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. The raiding was fun. That's the main thing I did when I was playing it.
Nigga said Split Fiction not beating Shadows, but fucking
it's not, in my opinion,
a better story than AC Shadows, bro.
Well, it's not all about the story.
3.6 rating.
What got a 3.6 rating? You could take those like reviews at face value, bro, because everybody hates Ubisoft and they've hated how they turned Assassin's Creed into an RPG.
Yeah, like, you got a prime hater here with us.
Yeah,
hater
exactly.
All you, 2024.
You were the hater, is what I'm saying.
Not me.
Or
not
you me. Could play it and
she dropped yourself. A hate track on fucking Ubisoft all 2024.
I'm, cool with that. I'm not talking about that right now. We're talking about why you don't play
Assassin's Creed. We are talking about that because I said we had a hater in here. We you are not talking about
but, you but the difference is I give hate when it's due and I give praise when it's due. I'm not Stryker, just I don't that? Like Ubisoft.
What do you know that, Stryker?
Huh?
What do you know that? Discord
and type colon hater, his picture Lord pops up.
Almighty? You know what I mean? Like, there it is.
Bro, Stryker said he didn't like John Berthaw earlier. I can't get boogie with Stryker.
Exactly. He's talking about that nigga wasn't a good puncher. I was like, fuck everything he's talking about.
I can't get boogie what he talking about.
I said he's a weak actor. Like, he's not a good actor. He's a B-list actor.
You haven't seen him in anything but Walking Dead. That's a whole conversation on its own. You saw him as Shane in 5 episodes of The Walking Dead. That's it. He died.
He died so early.
Oh my! You God. Haven't seen him in Punisher?
He hasn't seen Punisher. He hasn't seen Punisher, Daredevil. He hasn't seen any of that. He hasn't seen Shot Caller. He hasn't seen fucking Sicario. He hasn't seen fucking what
Fury?
Else? John Berthold.
You didn't see Fury?
He ain't seen Fury. He hasn't seen Fury. He ain't gonna see this new upcoming movie that's coming out this weekend. He ain't seen none of his roles. He hasn't seen John Berthold. He's talking about he's a mid-tier actor. He's a
AD Driver.
He ain't seen none of that.
Someone does this kind of justification and they'd say, oh, he's meat riding. Niggas with double standard, yo. That's just
nigga laughed at his own joke.
But my thing is, you haven't seen him in anything, but you said he's a bad actor. I don't understand that. That's like calling you. That's like going, oh, what's something fucking. That's like seeing Pedro Pascal's first role and going, oh, he sucks.
I'm trying to see, like, I'm actually trying to see, have you seen him in anything?
Besides, you've seen him in Walking Dead the first 5 episodes.
You haven't seen any of those things I just named, is what I'm asking.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Sicario?
No. He has not seen Sicario. Okay. A great movie. A fantastic movie.
I don't think I've heard of it.
You don't like good things.
That's wild.
You haven't heard of Sicario?
So Stranger Things ain't good?
Oh, man. I haven't seen it. I can't really.
It's good. Stranger Things is good. That's a show, though. That's a show. I'm talking about movies.
You said just watch in general.
You liked Wolverine and what's his name?
Deadpool.
You like Deadpool and Wolverine.
That shit was fire. Movie of the year. Absolutely.
It was not movie of the year. That was money grab of the year. That's what that was.
Dude,
I didn't mean, just shit on Logan, I guess. Bruh, just,
I watched that movie in fucking TikTok Reels.
What?
I didn't even want to go see that shit. I'm talking about the Wolverine Deadpool shit.
I know what you're talking about.
You watched the TikTok Reels?
It was worth the watch, you know?
It was worth a watch for sure. It was definitely a good action.
It was just a nothing.
Spend money on?
It was nothing to it, though.
It was,
it's like watching Transformers. It's like, you gonna see it.
You go see Transformers for sure.
But you don't go, oh, this is great.
Transformers, too.
Transformers is good to watch, you know?
After
you
know,
that was my, I'm talking about, you know, now that it's my money, it was it worth it to spend? Because, you know, when Transformers coming out, it was my father's money.
Okay.
No, true. But back to Ubisoft.
The first one?
bad to Ubisoft, bad to the game of the year shit. It is okay to hate on Ubisoft when the haters do. They've been fucking up a lot. And I think that, you know, they did right by Shadows. I'm going to give them their credit. I'm not just going to hate Shadows just because I hate Ubisoft. You know, and I don't hate Ubisoft. I hate the shit they do. They do a lot of stupid shit. So, I mean, Suicide Squad killed Justice League. Stupid. It was stupid as fuck.
Skull and Bones.
Stupid.
Quad A game is what they told me. Them niggas took money from me.
Suicide Squad right now is 90% off. You can get that bitch for $4.
The shit should be free. It should be hot.
It should be free as fuck. So yeah, they did a lot of shit. But I will say that this is a game of the year contender. It won't win because it's Ubisoft, but I don't think that's fair. I think too many people got, like, once they're stuck on a hype train, they won't let go of it. Like, you got motherfuckers that probably love Shadows, but they won't admit it online. Just because they're probably part of a little clique that's got to hate on it, you know? And so when you got a mob mentality like that, this game ain't going to win it. And in my opinion, though, it's a top five right now. There's nothing that came out that's topping this right now. And I don't think, I say what's probably going to make that list is when Ghost of Yotai drops in like July. What else? GTA 6. will definitely make. I'm not gonna say definitely. You never know, but we'll probably make that. It's releasing this year.
No, it's not.
It's releasing. They made a comment. They said it's releasing. They said they're hiding their release date on purpose because what they're gonna do, and we called it on the podcast. What they're gonna do, they're gonna drop it on surprise.
That shit is not dropping this year, bro.
It's just dropping this year. It's gonna drop after Borderlands.
That shit is dropping February 28th next year, bro.
You think so?
You heard it.
I don't think it's coming out this year.
Why not?
Don't get me wrong. I agree with you mean about anticipation and all that shit. And all that shit, because it's Rockstar. They don't really have to fucking market anything. Whatever they release,
I mean, it's already marketed. It's already marketed. They don't need to market no more. Well, their word of mouth is so crazy on this game that they can drop the pre-order tomorrow and be like, hey, it's coming out May 9th, and drop the pre-order tomorrow, and it'll still probably get a billion on the pre-orders alone. And you know, it's gonna probably make $2 billion by the end of the year on just sales alone. You know,
PlayStation Network, Game Pack, Xbox, all that shit ain't even gonna be able to load for most of us niggas. That shit happen.
Hell no. PS4 niggas gonna be like, why can't we play it? Come on now. Time to retire that console. Come on. Nah, but I mean, as far as those two, I want to say Phantom Blade's not coming out this year. This next year. Man. But yeah,
Kingdom Come 2.
Oh yeah, that's yours, huh?
Yeah, 91% Metacritic.
Kingdom Mid.
91% Metacritic. 10 out of 10 on Steam, 9 out of 10 IGN, doing well.
I feel like it's going to be forgotten about by the end of the year, though. That's the only problem.
I think so, too. Honestly, just because of what won last year, Split Fiction's probably going to win because, you know, they're going to throw on some kid.
Yeah.
Family, friendly shit to win.
Yeah. I don't think GTA will take it only because...
GTA will take it if it comes out on time before the deadline.
Did GTA 5 even take it? I don't even think GTA 5 took it when it dropped.
The game of the year?
Did it?
I'm sure it did.
Somebody fact check me.
Let me check right now.
But while he fact checks that.
GTA 5 2013, game of the year.
It took it? All right, bet. Well, then if GTA 6 drops, it'll probably take it then.
Like Last of Us won over GTA 5. Man.
Did it really?
Yep.
Oh.
I thought you would know that. You like Last of Us. And that's what won that year. That was the year that it came out.
Oh, another game.
It came out 2013? Yeah.
Last of Us? Yeah.
Oh, well, to be honest, I didn't play Last of Us Story until 2022, so.
What?
My history with The Last of Us, I played their faction for years, and I never touched the story. Like, this was back before I played story games. I didn't play story games. I just played multiplayer games. So I never touched the story. So I was just playing factions. And then finally, part one came out when they redid the entire game. And I was like, oh, shit. I mean, I got a PlayStation 5 now. Maybe I should play The Last of Us. And then Razor was like, you never fucking played it? And I was like, no, not the story.
What the fuck?
Like, I got a lot of hours played in Last of Us, and I never touched the story. Yeah, and then
come get your man.
I played it.
Yeah.
and it was a great game. It's in my top. It's in my top 10. It's a great game. That and Last of Us 2.
That nigga been pushing that weak drug on you this whole time.
Oh man,
ain't no way.
Okay, what did y'all have to talk about? That's my Shadows review. I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10. I love it.
Damn,
love it, love it, love it.
That's supposed to be game of the year.
I gave it an 8. I'm not gonna lie. I think
I can't give it a 10. I'm gonna give it a 9. I give it a 9. I love it.
I like that guy. I can't wait for you to play ball.
I love it. I love it. And you know, they added the auto follow, so you know they got an extra point from me.
I was talking to Obi about that like crazy. I was like, as soon as they put that shit in the game, niggas just gonna set a waypoint and disappear.
That's all I do. That's all I did today. I've been doing this shit for 8 hours. Like, if you watch my screen right now, I've been putting that auto follow on, and I've been
off course since he started.
Yeah, I said once you explore everything for real, then you lock in on the story. You can just fast travel the way you need to get.
I'm saying that's all I'm trying to do right now, because it get annoying. I can't find nobody in no areas. It's like, oh, he's in this area. I'm like, damn, I ain't even been there yet. So fucking big.
And like the difference is when you're traveling on foot, it doesn't change your seasons as quick as it does when you fast travel.
Yeah, exactly. That is true.
Get them scouts back quicker. Paying that shit is expensive. I mean, upgrade
200 a pop, bro.
Yeah, it's expensive. It start to add up, bro.
That shit crazy.
I got 7 scouts.
Oh, I can't even go to those on the islands. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh wait, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, my bad. 5, we stopped doing that shit.
Yeah. So that's my Shadows review. I'm loving it. 9 out of 10 for me. But fuck the scores. It's a fun game. Go play it if you want it. If you don't want it, don't fucking play it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. Be a black samurai and a small Asian assassin. Like,
right? It's lit. Great. It's lit as fuck.
She got a couple different fighting styles that you can appreciate. But now we're going to turn it over to our co-host so they can talk about Schedule 1 and their drug selling.
Yeah, let's talk about this narcotic game.
Hey, man. This game is teaching me how to trap if I ever lose my job. And I've greatly respected.
Is that so, on the record?
Yeah.
Just making sure. Make sure we strike
out. My high roller. You dealing?
Anyways, anyways, the game. For
dopamine, you're already under generous supply, bro. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say nobody come get me, Ashley, please.
Guys.
All right. Anyways, Schedule 1 is basically like, think of like Drug Dealer Simulator, but you know, not broken and buggy to the, so like you can actually, you start off in your motel room and you have a couple weed plants and you start making deals, you can make more contacts or whatever for people that buy from. You have like a curfew at night, so if you want to, you know, go sell whatever, like you got to sneak around, avoid the cops and stuff, and doing and making yourselves at night gives you a bonus to you know, money that you get. And then as you like make more money, you can like, you could do stuff like launder your money through businesses. You can get different, you can start creating different kind of drugs that cost a bit more to manufacture and stuff like that. You get warehouses, vehicles to deliver it. It's pretty good in detail. You know, there's a lot more to it. I've only played like almost 2 hours. Striker has, I think, like 8 hours in it already, so he probably knows more. Ooh, further than what I've seen so far. But the game is pretty awesome, and right now, speaking of Drug Dealer Simulator, they're looking into possibly suing Schedule 1. Schedule 1 was made by one dev, if I'm not mistaken, pretty sure. If it was more than one, it was probably about 2 or 3. I only see one name on the in the game or whatever, but Drug Dealer Simulator is currently getting review bombed right now because they're, you know, they're an actual company, you know, with resources or whatever, and somebody made a game kind of similar to theirs, but you know, not completely the same, and I guess they didn't like it, because if the game would have did bad, they probably wouldn't have been bothering them as much. But the game is doing amazing. One of the top 7 games on Steam right now, actually, which is pretty crazy for damn near a solo dev. So what do you got to say about this, Striker? Because you got a bit more hours on it than me.
The shit is pretty dope. Like, it has, I could see it, you know, getting a little bit more potential as far as like, or it has potential. Right now, I feel like the game is, I wouldn't say stale. I feel like there's just kind of, the content in it is your bare bones kind of like early access game, as far as like the stuff that High Roller had already mentioned. But they do have a map or a roadmap for what they're going to include into the game and some things that he has been including already. Simple things like, you know, additional shops, a little bit more interactions with NPCs in there. The cops are going to get a little bit smarter over time. So, like, I could see this being what I feel like it'll be a game that has an element that I feel GTA doesn't have, which is GTA, I feel like, is more chaotic. It's basically Just Cause. And Just Cause, I feel like, kind of died Just Cause we already have GTA. GTA does the exact same thing, except it's an open world. You could, it has a huge lobby for the multiplayer stuff or whatever. So it's like, why would people play this other game that's, I think it's just single player, and you're just causing mayhem. They could do it with friends. I think the one thing GTA doesn't have, though, is like that actual like thug side of it, or like the gangster side of you know, scrapping and fucking like selling drugs, or like doing other mischievous shit other than just fucking killing or stealing.
Putting disrespect on my man's Lamar.
I get what you're trying to say. GTA does have that thug side of things. It's more like, you know, like the bigger scale. You know, after San Andreas ended, it was more like you were dealing with like big time people mostly.
But I mean, besides San Andreas,
you can own factories in GTA that make drugs, though. Like bike clubs and shit. Yeah, yeah, GTA 5. You can own, yeah,
you
like,
can do all that.
Your bike club can make drugs. You can do that shit.
You should know, Striker. You play GTA online.
Really?
He hasn't really played since that guy came out.
All we do is get on there, go to the casino, lose money, and then we get off for the night.
that's what you do.
I'm not gonna lie, Starker. I got a whole warehouse with drugs and all that shit. Motorcycle game. Yeah, I got the I own the nightclub and stuff. There's a lot of different stuff. It's pretty cool GTA what it still has, but I think a big thing why
when people say GTA and like some of the shit that makes it rated M, drugs is like the last thing that comes up. It's usually killing,
stealing,
robbing,
I get you,
or ass or titty shaking in front of you.
Yeah, there's a script club. Yeah, GTA incorporates a lot of those things, you know what I mean?
Drugs is just not one of them. It's just not up there.
No,
especially not how Schedule One is doing it.
Yeah, but the reason why you probably maybe hop on Schedule One because you know, you can just hop on a couple of friends and have fun and just do it work, versus, you know, niggas who like might suck at GTA or just started playing online, even though it's, you know, 2025, might not be ready to hop into a GTA lobby and they can't get nothing done because they're just getting, you know, immediately murdered.
You got to deal with the players and the police
all the time. Exactly. So like Schedule One gives you that freedom to, you know, to go do your stuff and just play with friends and then, you know, enjoy your time. You just gotta worry about the, you know, the cop NPCs, which could be a bit smarter, and you know, but you know, it's a single player. It's a single dev, so I'm sure he'll get around to it. There's a lot of stuff on his roadmap, which is on a Trello site. You just type in Schedule One roadmap and you'll be able to find it. Like right now, he has a pawn shop system in process in the game. It says Blue Ball Boutique interior and wall decorations, and then he has some monthly update ideas and smaller additions / improvements and stuff he recently just got done, like the van vehicle and a select custom amount to buy from shops. So he's still working on and adding stuff. Of course, the game's in early access. It's because I do think this is a very ambitious game, a lot of many different features and systems in for like a solo dev, but he's doing well with it. People love the game. Very positive reviews, and I think it'll get better as he, you know, updates and adds more stuff to it.
How long has it been out?
Like 2 weeks. It came out March 24th.
2 weeks. How's that shit doing? Sales. Hold on, here it is now.
I know it has over 90,000 overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam right now.
Damn.
Schedule One's theme stats. Currently, it sold 5.2 million copies. Gross revenue is 89.1 million.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is truly a solo dub. He's doing very well
for himself. And it is multiplayer, right?
Yes, it's multiplayer.
That is.
Yeah, it's like for example, when we were playing it, like we like as a team, like I was going around buying merchandise and stuff that we needed. Jeremy was out making the sales, so it's like a runner would end.
Hold on. No, I was cleaning the community. I was doing good by my community.
Anyways, and our other friend was he basically stayed in like the house motel or whatever, and basically did like all the mixing of the drugs and prepare stuff before whatever most of the time. So it's kind of like you got to play it as like a team. You know, everyone had their different roles in what they did. And yes, yeah. Jeremy was cleaning up the city today because you can get some extra money early on in the game where you don't have a lot of money by recycling.
Hell yeah.
Trash around us.
Earth Day. Cool.
What kind of weight y'all pushing?
They not selling that Tropic Thunder.
That's a good answer. You had the right answer.
We were moving OG Kush. They've been moving since starting eight extra hours.
What's this we?
We said we.
Incriminate. Hey, bro, it's over. They caught us.
Can you be the police in that game?
Hey, hold on.
Leave the fact in that this is a video game.
Hey, can you be the police in that game?
Dirk said that too.
He did say that.
These are all props.
Don't they got a thousand?
Shit is not real.
Don't they got 1,000 pages of this nigga Dirk talking about the evidence?
Oh, he fried.
Three years worth.
Yeah, he fried.
Phone calls and everything.
He on iMessage. They got calls. They got iCloud pictures. He fried. Yeah. Whatever lawyer if a lawyer get him out that jam, that's gonna be the next Kardashian. Next Rob Kardashian.
Nah, he hired Joe Proctor from Power. In fact.
What was Razor supposed to talk about today?
Season 2 of Food Rivals.
Ooh. Why you bring me up?
Season 2.
Hell, you don't want to talk to us, Razor?
Nah, I was just wondering why I got called.
That's what you said.
I don't know when I played Rival here either. I think you're the only person
really truly playing Rivals right now.
Yeah, you're on yesterday.
It's been like the week. Yeah. I mean, I was playing back on it for like last week and whatnot.
Matter of fact, we were cooking Striker yesterday because he don't know nothing about the Marvel Rivals story.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that's a provable point.
Yeah, that's true. So season two, what's going on?
Yeah. So season two is coming out Friday. So as you're hearing this, season two is out. You know,
that's true.
It's coming with the usual new character Emma Frost. Everyone, including someone here. It's been,
I heard about jiggle figures with that.
Yeah, and her little highlight intro. There is some jiggle figures there. Physics there. They definitely did their thing there. But on top of that, new map, Krakoa. Place of the mutants, if there's any
X-Men. Like the lights.
Yeah, the same color scheme as two other blonde women in the game, too. But thicker. Yeah, along with her.
Calm down over there, Rain. Relax.
White chocolate snigger. You don't like white Reese's? I like white Reese's.
I like white.
Damn, what about the Reese's part? I just forgot.
My mic cut off.
Nobody arrested Ashy yet, bro.
Oh, my God.
Ain't nobody
we're in the middle of a recording, if you didn't see.
Oh, my apologies. Yeah. I was trying to figure out what Razor was trying to sell.
Trying to sell Marvel Rivals. Thank you, Free, for the toss back. You're great as always. But and of course, it comes with a bunch of buffs and nerfs. I'm not gonna bug you guys with the details. If you want to, obviously, I pass those out. You can look at, and probably a shit ton of other videos too, because this game is oversaturated with content creators. But the biggest twist are, your boy Namor. He basically getting buffed with another team up with Hulk this time. Permaban, in my opinion, not biased in any way whatsoever. Go ahead and tell you otherwise.
Hulk getting buffed too, though. So why would you do that? Who we banning? Nah, we not banning Namor. Not that nigga.
We banning Namor.
He got to protect the supports for real, bro. So who's going to stop the divers if we ban Namor?
That ain't my problem.
You diver. You know what I mean? It's a very dive thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Man, but it's kind of disappointing for me. Emma Frost, because I was looking forward to Ultron, who's coming in the second half of the season. So I'm off to that. Got another, months of some change before we get him. Besides that, I don't think there's any other big changes to the game. Just a new season. The promise, there is a big promise of releasing, like once they get this season rolling, they want to release a new hero every month, which sounds actually insane. 12 new heroes a year. Y'all think they can do that? Like, then they'll be
as
good.
As long as they, you know, fire their entire team again.
Right, Chase. But you think, like, the characters will be basic or, like, you know, underdeveloped, undercooked?
I think there'll be some balancing issues, but, you know, I think they'll work that out.
If they do 12 a year?
Yeah, so they want to do, like, one new hero a year, a month.
It depends on their team. Honestly, they got,
definitely got a lot of material. You know, it's Marvel, so they got a lot of a lot of pre-existing things to choose from.
12 a year shouldn't be too crazy.
And they also, they said they're definitely part of that fun over balance type of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they worry too much about the balance going into it.
Yeah,
I mean, look at Emma Frost. She's gonna shut down all dive heroes, bro. Even further. But so I'm looking forward to it for just the sake of content, I guess. Personally, though, I would love more maps. I feel like we have a lack of maps. I want more maps than I would heroes at the moment. And also, like, I feel like you play on the same map so, like, like over and over again so often, bro. You get the same map like 2-3 times in a row.
How many maps are there? Often.
I think the randomizer isn't
some of them are
small ass fucking number. Hold on.
Yeah, they're weighed heavier in the rotation. That shit come up too much.
There are 14 unique maps right now, which kind of crazy. Then I,
you play the same
each,
three.
Each location, each location has like shares two or three. But yeah, I don't know. I can't be the only one feeling this way though.
I don't mind some. Nah, I feel the same way.
Thanks, JD. Yeah, I forgot you was here.
I feel like the major map that I play on every time I get on is the spider. What is it? The
Splintar
Penny Spider map. That's the map that, and then the Thor maps, like, or Asgard. Typically, always those.
I always get sent to fucking Splintar, bro.
Is that the alien looking one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Play that shit three times in a row in the rank in comp. Man,
don't be tossing that to you, bro. Like candy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. How y'all think y'all feel about the new season? Think you have fun? Think it's gonna be sucky?
I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's gonna increase the amount of people to insta lock tank, which is gonna free up DPS for me a lot. So
I was gonna say, is anybody gonna switch roles this season?
I'm a flex player, sir. I play all roles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely want to focus on getting good with tank. That's my weakest.
I feel that too, JD.
Well, you switching your role, Striker? What you swapping to this time?
I agree with him. I said I'm gonna run tank this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That boy finally finna play some tank. What tank?
Who you gonna play?
Huh?
I want to hear him say it. Say your name. What tank?
Say her name.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. Who'd you be saying?
It's only one female tank. It's crazy.
not really, actually. There's two.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, which one are you picking?
Venom.
Yeah, okay.
What we on, yo?
Yeah, okay.
Now, one thing that I'm upset about this new season is how they remove Winter Soldier from Rocket's team up.
Yeah, he's got to team up with somebody else, though. What? Yeah, he's got to team up with somebody else now.
With Cap.
Yeah.
Maybe the bro fist.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Well, you know, I mean, it does.
You not watch Winter Soldier? They beat Iron Man's ass together.
Stop
it. Damn.
They jumped them.
They jumped my boy.
barely won.
Barely won.
I don't think there was no barely.
Hold on now. Think about
who walked away?
He was trying to be very lethal to Bucky, but he was holding back from not murdering the fuck out Captain America.
Give me that shield back.
Okay, if he was looking to kill both them niggas, they would have been dead.
Daddy gave me that shit.
There was a there's a number of moments where he was just trying to get Captain the fuck out of his way instead of actually fight that nigga.
He said, "You knew?" Yes. I'm about to go back and watch Civil War now. That shit was funny.
Man, how many times did this make?
I've probably seen Civil War maybe 100 times. Not too much.
Man, I've only seen you be nothing episodes, times, man.
But not the whole movie.
That is one of the best Marvel movies. Don't ask me how much I've seen Age of Ultron. I've seen that.
How much
shit
have you seen Age of Ultron? You shouldn't have told me not to do it.
I know, right? Damn, I probably can remember something. I've probably seen Age of Ultron, no bullshit, probably close to well over 300. Only because when it came out, I had it downloaded on my computer and we had no Wi-Fi. So every night, instead of Netflix, because I couldn't get on, we had no internet, I had to watch Age of Ultron.
Okay, bro. At first, my first defense, I was like, damn, maybe it was like the only VHS tape type thing that it had, and like he had to watch every night. Otherwise, I was going to judge the fuck out of you. I'm not going to lie.
Like for like 2 years straight, for like a year straight, I put it on, I played it on my computer whenever I went to sleep. And we weren't out for Wi-Fi for that long, but for like 4 months, we didn't have Wi-Fi. So I just got into a habit of just putting it on. So every night I just turned on fucking Age of Ultron.
Like the other times within 4 months?
No. I still watch it to this day. No, I still watch it to this day. I just watched it like, I think I watched it twice.
You gotta know that shit line by line.
I damn sure do. I fucking love Age of Ultron. Age is like fine wine, man. If you go back and watch Age of Ultron, you'll see so many, my favorite quote from Age of Ultron.
Your favorite Ultron quote? Yeah.
Oh,
Ultron.
When he goes, when Tony was talking about, when Tony was like, he beat me by a second, when they were talking about making omelets.
That's a whack ass line, bro. Couldn't pick something better than that.
That's my favorite.
Who the hell remembers that, bro? You're lying.
I'm not gonna lie.
Google this. Somebody Google this, yo.
It was
somebody
funny, bro.
Somebody cue the crickets.
Cue it up, bro. I don't trust him, bro. Because he doesn't have any friends. Remember that, yo. So he's just making up stuff.
Go to the Wakanda scene with Ultron. Right after Ultron had just cut Buddy's arm off. After he made the vibranium transaction.
Oh, yes. I remember that. He cut off Claw's arm, yes. Mm-hmm. I still don't know about the eggs. All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
Tony comes in, and he's like, "Oh, you're gonna make your father sad. And then he goes, they reminisce about the moment where, like, Ultron had made a comment, and Tony was basically like, he beat me by a second. Because remember, Ultron took over Jarvis's interface. So he had all of the memories they had with Jarvis. And Jarvis and Tony had made like an omelet competition. And it was like a little inside joke. It was kind of funny.
Mid.
Okay.
Jesus.
Hey, redemption round though. Give us another one, bro. Give us another in any quote.
Redemption round.
When Cap's language.
Something that would actually make a nigga want to watch it again.
Man, I mean, that one, I guess that one's not terrible, but it's kind of corny. It's one of the corny ones.
Because it's overused, but it's funny.
Like, is it? Bad joke.
This is America's ass.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Shit.
Well, how about the scene whenever they try to pick up?
Why did that stick out to you, Rain?
Yeah, I just knew it would catch everybody else's attention too.
It didn't catch my. I didn't even know that was in the movie, honestly, bro. How did it catch y'all attention?
Now, you see how it brought you back? You know what I mean?
It didn't. I didn't even remember that scene. I might have blocked it out, honestly.
Or when Vision goes, "Well, I was born yesterday," and then he destroys Ultron at the end. So
which one of y'all knocked me offline because I was talking shit about Iron Man? Yo, that shit hasn't happened in a minute.
You already know.
It was Stryker.
He didn't get ass.
Come on, bro. I'll rat.
Stryker not even an Iron Man fan.
But he's a hater.
He is a hater. That is very true. Damn,
that's crazy. Were you say that free?
Huh?
Yeah, nah. Someone messaged him on the side.
Yeah, okay.
Message me what? Nobody, bro. Come on, bro. Why would anybody? Anybody knows you're hater, bro. It would be me. I would have to message them and let them know, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Let them know what?
Mm-hmm. Who you don't are,
fall for his trap, Bree. Don't fall for his trap, man. Don't do it.
For me actually, to fall for Stryker's trap.
Does this conclude our episode before we go into a hate beef with Stryker?
I think so.
All right.
Can I ask a question? How do your shows not just always devolve into a hate beef with Stryker, yo?
I ain't gonna lie. Most of them be all of us against Stryker most of the time.
This is true.
That's what I'm trying to understand, yo. Like, that would be... like objective A, yo. How we gonna hate Stryker today, bro? Like, we gotta figure this out, yo. We gotta coordinate.
We don't have to coordinate. We don't have...